Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us on a, what day is this? Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2025. That's right. Christmas drawing ever closer. We just got done with Thanksgiving. I'm running out of time to do Christmas shopping. Been trying to do it the last couple of nights, and God, it's just not enough ability to do everything. Before we get back to the rest of Hard Knocks and before we get back to the calls, I got two things that are kind of sticking to my craw, I got three things that are kind of bugging me right here, right now. Let's see. What should we do? Should we do the TV ratings nonsense and explosion? Should we do what happened on Hard Knocks during Giants practice? Or should we do Benedict Arnold?
Benedict Cowboy B.
You knew the reference, huh? Not bad, eh, Mac? All right, not bad. Why don't we do that? Because Cowboy B is still in studio with us, and he'll have a chance to explain what's going on. So I wasn't aware of this until the top of the hour. And the explanation that was made, and it was framed by one AMAC, that Cowboy B is about to basically turn into the radio version of Lane Kiffin on us.
I said the exact same thing. I said Cowboy B going Lane Kiffin.
I mean, how about that? We and this hardworking, climbing up the mountain, no support, just chugging along slowly, puff by puff radio show. Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Just trying to compete in a world of big, powerful engines like the Kevin Sheehan Show, the Junkies, Grant and Danny, JP and B Mitch, and everything in between, right? Chugga, 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 chugga. So we have very little to stand on. We have created like a home for a different kind of radio show, as I often call it, a non-cookie cutter friendly radio show, right? We don't do what everyone else does. As a matter of fact, we try to be very different than what everybody else does on purpose, by design, because we want you to have a different listening experience. So we have created All Things AMAC, a little centralized focus on what's going through the mind of AMAC. Which has a lot of college football and some Giants and so on and so forth, and maybe occasionally some food and some Thanksgiving and whatnot. And we will sprinkle that in real life talk as we go along, right? And I think I've had fun with the segment. AMAC, correct me if I'm wrong, you've had some fun with the segment, right? Exactly. You like doing it,
yeah,
right?
I enjoy it. It every week.
And then we also stumbled across the Cowboy B stock report, right? Or the Cowboy B report. We've called it a couple of different things, but it's always centered around calling our colleague, our associate, our very quiet, hardworking, diligent Brian West, right? That's his last name, right? Brian West.
Yeah, you guys are real tight. Yep, that's his last name.
We've always called him Cowboy B because he's a Cowboys fan. He's had multiple broken legs from hopping on and off the bandwagon over many years of growing up in the DMV as a Cowboys fan. And we thought we were doing something unique, something creative by giving him his own segment to just opine and just kind of rip off some thoughts with some leading questions, perhaps by a cynical host who might be looking to create a little drama on the show. I don't know who that person would be, but we've kind of taken some pride in the Cowboy B report and all things AMAC. And then I was told during the top of the hour break that Coach Kevin Sheehan and Mad Max are thinking about and maybe executing a plan, a devious plan, to steal Cowboy B from us, to focus and feature Cowboy B and the Cowboy B report on their show tomorrow. Why? Not because the Cowboys are America's team, not because the Cowboys are on a three-game winning streak, but because the Cowboys are on Thursday Night Football, and because they're playing the Detroit Lions, and because they've become one of the hottest stories in the NFL, and because everyone is interested, like Linnell has stolen many concepts and ideas from me, they have now, Kevin Sheehan and Mad Max, tried to put a plan in place to steal away Cowboy B to feature him on their show tomorrow in advance of the Cowboys and the Lions. And it gets worse. I've been told by very reliable sources that Cowboy B is strongly considering turning his back on us and joining the Kevin Sheehan show.
Yeah.
To do the Cowboy B report.
Yeah. Can I just,
not only tomorrow, but maybe in the future.
Yeah. Can I just say this is eerily similar? You mentioned Lane Kiffin, eerily similar to Lane Kiffin. You know, mm-hmm. we built, you know, Cowboy B came in here. We built something, you know. I would say we built a playoff. If there was a radio station playoff, I think we built a radio station playoff
team. I agree. We may not be on bye, but we're a solid 5 or 6 seed, right?
Yeah. And just like Ole Miss, we're not the the big broadcasting, you know, giant of like an Alabama. We're comparable to Ole Miss in that sense, but we have the players, we have the squad. And, you know, people saw that and came to poach one of our great players, some would say coach, like Lane Kiffin, a.k.a. Lane Cowboy B. And during the time of our
How about lame Cowboy B?
Yeah, and during the time of our playoff run, Cowboy B is over here sitting like, you know what, this opportunity. So, yeah, I feel a little heartbroken, and, you know, I thought loyalty meant something, but nice to know it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, AMAC, I couldn't have said it any better. Other than, again, instead of calling him lame Cowboy B, I would just maybe call him lame Cowboy B. So with that being said, I would kindly ask you to crack lame Cowboy B's microphone and at least have him try to clumsily explain what his thought process is of basically sticking a knife in our back after we've done so much for him to leave for greener pastures and more richer waters. Cowboy B, do you have any explanation for your actions?
Well, when the opportunity in the moment presents itself, mm-hmm. who would I be as a guy trying to make a name for himself mm-hmm. in this hostile market to Cowboys fans
mm-hmm.
to turn down the opportunity to piss off more Commanders fans on Kevin Sheehan's show?
So what you're basically saying is this isn't about turning your back on us. This is about seizing the opportunity to preach more about the Cowboys and to piss off more Commanders fans on a show with greater reach, on a show with greater exposure, on a show with greater resources than what we have.
Essentially.
But you don't look at yourself as a traitor. Is that correct? You don't look at you're like, again, like Lane Kiffin, who wants to keep one foot in the door, one foot out, and not do the hokey pokey, but he wants to like coach Ole Miss while he recruits against them and while he focuses on LSU to spread the greater power of his ego. So you want to kind of do the same thing. You don't want to be cut off from this little old radio show, this little non-cookie-cutter friendly radio show. You want to do both is what you're saying.
I could do both. I'm multifaceted.
Mm-hmm. So you don't feel at all guilty, at all, like, a little bit remorseful?
When you left the Giants for the Commanders?
Touche.
I did not do such a thing.
We saw the cup yesterday, Rooster. Stop.
What cup did you see?
Your Giants cup.
I don't have a Giants cup. I told you. I have a Jets cup. I have an Eagles cup. Cowboy B, I need an answer. You started with us. We gave you this platform so that America could understand, well, so that America could understand a little bit about what you're all about and what it's like to be a cowboy bandwagon jumper on or offer in the DMV during a period of instability for the Cowboys. And now you're ready to just kick us to the curb?
I'm literally doing the show tomorrow.
What show? You're on that show every day.
I'm talking about the stock report for this show.
Oh, you're doing the stock report on this show. But what I'm saying is you want to coach us. You want to play with us while also coaching or playing with them. You want to do both. You want your cake and you want to eat it too, right?
What's the problem with that?
Cowboy B, it doesn't work that way. You can't sleep with two shows at the same time. It's like polygamy or something like that.
We are way off the rails now. This is like we're digging through the we're deep in the weeds right now. I don't know what's going on.
Cowboy B, I'm just very disappointed. I'm disappointed in Coach Sheehan. I'm disappointed in Mad Max. I'm disappointed in you that you guys are here conspiring against AMAC and myself. And this little fandangled radio show, this little radio show that literally goes uphill with broken glass underneath our raw feet, our bare feet, and 6 inches of snow on the ground. And we just chug, 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 chug up the hill, just trying to get to where the rest of the big boys play. And now...
What if I give you a shout-out for the whole invention of the segment?
Okay. Now that's intriguing. Can we craft what you're going to say?
Sure.
What do you think about that, AMAC, as kind of like
a happy medium?
Yeah, as kind of a like a happy solution to Cowboy B stabbing us in the back.
Yeah, I think there's always like a point where negotiations start. I think that's a good starting point for negotiations. But we'll be in constant communication. We'll butt heads back and forth, see what works. But yeah, we can start there with negotiations.
Really. Yeah, if anybody has any great solutions to this about what Cowboy B should say on the Kevin Sheehan show tomorrow, here on the Team 980 as he stabs us in the back and as he sleeps with another radio show to pay homage to his foundation, his start, his roots, his home base. If anybody has any thoughts, solutions, please make sure you tweet us at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621, at Team980, at Ant_Major. And Cowboy B, what is your fandangled Twitter handle?
It is.
I love when I ask him this all the time. He doesn't even know
this
it.
This is how unprepared I am.
You're very unprepared.
It's Y-U-N-G, Young.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stunner.
Yeah, that's right.
U-N-N-A-B.
That's right. Young Stunner B. That's right. I forgot about this. Oh, my goodness. Maybe we'll come up with a harder punishment just for having a more ridiculous Twitter name. I don't know. All right. Thank you, Cowboy B. Thank you for your service. Thank you for turning your back on us. Thank you for...
Please.
Thank you for being a Lane Kiffin. Thank you. We appreciate you.
No problem. I'll be here tomorrow.
I hope you go 0-13 next year in the SEC, okay?
Well, I'm a Georgia fan, so.
Well, yeah. We're playing the bit as usual. You stomp all over it. Thank you, thank you, Cowboy B. Just pointing it out. Just pointing it out. We will examine a little further on what Cowboy B can say on the Kevin Sheehan show as he officially stabs his back on us, or stabs our back, and joins the show that, you know, gets a lot of pomp and circumstance around here. I mean, it's not quite to the level of the Junkies or Grant and Danny, but let's be honest. The Kevin Sheehan show gets a lot more pomp and circumstance than we do, okay? And here Cowboy B is trying to take advantage of that and trying to leverage and power play the opportunity and the platform we have given. Very disappointing. Very disappointing is all I can say. Wow. I don't know how to recover from that. I mean, I might have to just take a break. Well, actually, let me do this before we take the break. Let me deliver on what I was going to deliver on. And maybe you can find the sound. I couldn't find the sound on the interwebs today, but it was perhaps the most funniest and more perplexing, confusing parts of Hard Knocks last night. So the Giants were at practice, presumably last week, getting ready for the Monday night game. And Jackson Dart, you know, there was a lot of video and whatnot of him being cleared and leading practice and communication with his teammates and so on and so forth. So he's having a conversation with, I think, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson and maybe Shea Tierney, who's like the quarterback's coach or whatever. And, you know, the Giants practice on the facilities of MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, which is just outside of New York City. Right? Like the GW Bridge, I think, is exit 18. And the Meadowlands Complex is exit 16. I mean, it's not very far away from New York City. You can see New York City in the background. And Jackson Dart's like, oh, you know, like, oh, do you have the audio? Oh, God, yes, you're awesome. Let's hear the audio, because this was Jackson Dart trying to figure out where the bleep he is.
Where does this wind come from, bro? Like, there's no, like, canyon, you know, there's, like, nothing that's, like, flowing through. It's just
Meadowlands.
We're in the Meadowlands.
Massive ocean that's like 2 miles that way.
The ocean's that way?
Ocean?
I thought the ocean was that way.
Sure, there's no ocean.
Oops. All right, do we have to cut it off there? All right. Okay, we got to cut it off there because they dropped an F-bomb that that we missed. So you hear the Giants' new offensive coordinator, former tight ends coach, Tim Kelly. You hear Theo Johnson, who apparently is Jackson Dart's best friend on the team. And they're like, where are we? Where is this wind coming from? And Jackson Dart's talking about canyons. And I think it was the coach, Tim Kelly, that talked about the Atlantic Ocean being 2 miles away from the facility. And it went further, and they were discussing, like, where Long Island was and where New York City was. And it was just, I don't know, I found it to be extra hilarious because I know exactly where they are. I don't know exactly what direction they're looking at because they're not showing the skyline of the city or whatever. But you got four bozos trying to figure out where the Atlantic Ocean is, where the Hudson River is, where New York City is, where Long Island is, why the wind is coming, where there's a creek, where there's a river. I mean, it was just stupid is as stupid does as twiddledee and twiddledum. And then you wonder, why football players get confused as much as they do. Because they are literally living in a bubble. I mean, Jackson Dart's been a member of the Giants since the end of April. Not that you got to be an expert, for God's sakes, but I don't know, man. Like, this ain't the first rodeo. This ain't the first practice. You should know just by being aware of your surroundings that you're right outside of New York City. That the Atlantic Ocean is not 2 miles away. Right? The Hudson River is. The Atlantic Ocean is not. I don't know. Hey, Mac, that's your team. That's your squad. I mean, certainly not as embarrassing as the field goal kicker stubbing his toe and not deciding to kick. Certainly not as embarrassing as Abdul Carter getting suspended for the second time in 3 weeks. Certainly not as embarrassing as the interim head coach going, it was just my decision. It was just my decision. It was just my decision. Just my decision. Just my decision. Certainly not as embarrassing as some of the other things that we saw from the Giants. It's kind of embarrassing. That's kind of embarrassing. 221 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. When we return, maybe AMAC will offer his explanation for what his boys were thinking of. But also, I want to get into the Minnesota Vikings and what they have to offer the Washington Commanders. I know it's hard to get fired up for these games. I get it. I understand it. But the NFL schedule says they got to play it, right? So if you got to play a game, you might as well go out and try and win, or you might as well try and know who you're going against. So we'll spend a little time on the Vikings when we return on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Commanders are on the practice field getting ready for the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday afternoon. Thankfully, a 1 o'clock start, so we can all get on with our day after that. Although it's hard because you always want to watch good teams and good games, and there's plenty of them on Sunday as the season heads into the first full weekend of December. It'll start tomorrow night, of course, once again with the Cowboys and the Lions. One thing I wanted to point out real quickly here before we do the trending alert and before we'll have more on the other side, the Minnesota Vikings are terrible offensively. I think everybody knows that. Whether it's been Max Brosner or whether it's been J.J. McCarthy. And this week, it appears, once again, it'll be J.J. McCarthy. It appears. Until he gets hurt again. If we want to talk about young quarterbacks getting injured all the time and not being able to develop and not being able to be on the grass, my God. What would you do if you were a Minnesota Vikings fan? Think about it, right? They had Sam Darnold last year. They had Kirk Cousins before that. Cousins, they let go in free agency. They didn't really want to keep long-term. I think they recovered okay from that. Sam Darnold steps in, has a great year, has a terrible ending. They let him go because he's a free agent. He goes and signs a big deal with Seattle. We'll see how that works out long term, but so far it's worked out great. And the Vikings have had J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted with what? A number 10 overall pick? I think it was number 10 overall. Maybe it was 11 overall. And he immediately tears his ACL in the first preseason game last year, misses all of last year. Never mind the season and the games, but the practice. And then he misses much of the offseason. Then he's ready to go for week one. Then they come away with a week two home Sunday night loss in which he plays terrible, yet he sprains his ankle and he's out 4 to 6 weeks. He misses all that practice time, all that playing time. Then he comes back and he's terrible. And then he gets a concussion. And then he can't play again in Seattle. And now he's back again, and we'll see what happens this Sunday against the Washington Commanders. But if we sit here and bemoan Jaden Daniels getting injured and the lack of development and all of the missed time, practice, games, all of that, think about where you're at if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan and you've let Kirk Cousins go and you let Sam Darnold go and you didn't bring in Aaron Rodgers where there was rumors there. And where you didn't bring in somebody else because you thought J.J. McCarthy and the quarterback whisperer Kevin O'Connell were going to be great. And then you realized that some guys, no matter how hard they try, just can't stay healthy. And some guys aren't very good. And, oh, by the way, and Kevin O'Connell has said this, if you had to completely change his throwing mechanics, why did you take him so high to begin with? Why? And why did you not have a better long-term plan? I guess you had a better plan last year with Sam Darnold as the backup, which is how he became the starter. But why? Why? Why did it take you going to Carson Wentz? Why not a better plan? Just really weird. When we return, the story of the Vikings defense, which is what I'm worried about, against whoever the quarterback is. For the Washington Commanders. First, we'll do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We were talking about this earlier in the show, but once again, no Joe Jacoby, as the Pro Football Hall of Fame has announced that Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, of course, who were tag team partners in building the New England Patriots into the dynasty that they became, are both finalists for the 2026 class, into enshrinement in Canton, Ohio in early August. The Hall announcing that Kraft is the lone finalist in the contributor category. He's 84 years old, finalist after 14 years of campaigning on his behalf by other supporters. Belichick, of course, won 8 Super Bowls as a assistant, as a defensive coordinator, and then 6 of those 8 as head coach of the New England Patriots. He is currently the head coach at North Carolina. He is a finalist in the coaching category during his first year of eligibility, and that again means no Joe Jacoby, of course, of Hogs fame. Once again, as people try and figure out why that is. Meanwhile, there is all sorts of controversy in Pittsburgh with fans booing and calling for Mike Tomlin's departure. Well, how about this? Ben Roethlisberger floating the idea. Hey, you know that Penn State open vacancy? Yeah, maybe Mike Tomlin might be good for that. And who knows? Maybe he might be. Maybe that might be the answer to everything. Staying in college football, how about Brent Key gets a new 5-year deal through 2030 to stay at Georgia Tech? Certainly has done a good job. First reported by Pete Thamel of ESPN. The Capitals back in action tonight after a 3-1 win in Los Angeles tonight. Late night yet again, 10 o'clock start. They take on the San Jose Sharks and Macklin Calabrini, Celebrini as well. He is their top star for the San Jose Sharks. Wizards off tonight after a loss in Philadelphia. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Jason and Laura Lapp in D.C., I just wanted to spend a couple of moments, if you will, on the Minnesota Vikings. Again, I know these games don't mean as much right now, and many of you are rooting for the Commanders to lose, and many of you are rooting for Jaden Daniels not to come back and get injured again. Many of you are hoping that Jaden Daniels comes back so you have something to get excited about, whichever way you are, right? The league mandates that the Commanders, whether they're good, not good, and they're not good, whether they're eliminated, not eliminated, whatever the case might be, that you got to play these games, right? And if you're going to play a game and if you're going to put your body on the line, you might as well try and win it, right? Which is how coaches and players operate. They don't think like we think, draft picks, better off losing, all that stuff. So while we don't have the same level of anticipation for these games because they don't mean as much, you know, we still have to kind of, like, they have to manufacture a desire to go out and win these games and to put their body on the line and to work and this, that, practice hard, all that. Well, we don't get to control any of that. And we certainly don't get to control health. But what we can look at is, hey, man, the Minnesota Vikings are terrible on offense, but we know they have some weapons. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and when you're already down your two top corners, and yes, your defense has played better the last 2 weeks, but it's not perfect by any means, and you're still struggling a little bit to stop the run, and certainly Justin Jefferson is certainly capable of hurting you and hurting you big time, and if it's not him, it could be Jordan Addison, and yes, J.J. McCarthy is coming back, blah, 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 blah. But then you also look and say, no matter how the quarterback is, and no matter that Terry McLaurin is back, and maybe Noah Brown's going to be back, certainly pointing in the right direction. You look at the defense that the Commanders are going to have to go against, and the Minnesota Vikings defense is aggressive, is really good, is very capable of making this just a disaster. Now, for those of you that are going to say, hey, man, they scored 26 points against the Denver Broncos, so why should we fear anybody? Good question. Good point. Not every game is the same. Not every atmosphere is the same. They did a good job against the Denver Broncos. You're right. They did. That doesn't mean you're going to be able to replicate that. That doesn't mean that every game is going to be that way. You know that. You know that. So we point out facts and say, yeah, going to be another difficult challenge, whether Jaden is at quarterback or whether Mariota is. Mariota. Excuse me. Once again, against this Vikings defense. Now, where am I getting at? The Vikings, passing yardage-wise, fifth in the NFL in terms of total passing yards against. 2,041 passing yards against. That's fifth in the NFL. Did you know who was number one? I did not know this. The Buffalo Bills have allowed less than 2,000 passing yards. The Buffalo Bills. Now, they've allowed a lot more rushing yards, so that's part of that. But the Buffalo Bills have allowed less than 2,000 passing yards through 12 games. Pretty interesting. In terms of just some other metrics that I wanted to bring up, like the Vikings blitz a lot more than everyone else, right? And here's where they're at. And we did some of these numbers last week, but just wanted to update the numbers now that we have another game of evidence. So they played 12 games, including last Sunday in Seattle. They blitzed 168 times. The second most in the NFL, because that's the most, is the Atlanta Falcons at 156, followed by the Steelers, Buccaneers, Broncos. So just for instance, the Broncos, the team that the Commanders just got done playing, have blitzed the fifth most in the NFL, 131 times, or 26.6% of the time. The Vikings blitz 100 or have blitzed 168 times, which is 43.8%. 43.8% of opponents' dropbacks, they blitzed. Now, a lot of that, I don't have the exact breakdown, but a lot of that is just a standard five-man blitz, okay? So I don't go crazy with that. It's the design. It's how many times you blitz six. All sort, what you do with your blitzes, all of that. But you know Brian Flores gets after it. You know he's aggressive. And for them to blitz by 8% more than any other team, you got to say, all right, listen, we're going to be in some trouble here. This could be a long day at the office. Now, what I would say is they've only hurried the opposing quarterback 42 times. The Dallas Cowboys in the same amount of games, the Dallas Cowboys have hurried the quarterback 75 times. The Vikings have only done it 42 times. That's a 10.9% hurry percentage. Again, the Cowboys are almost 16% as a hurry percentage, number one in the NFL. In terms of quarterback knockdowns, which is defined by Pro Football Reference as quarterback hit to the ground after the throw, the Cowboys lead the NFL with 52. The Broncos team, they just got done with 49 at number two. The Minnesota Vikings are all the way down at 36. That's middle of the pack. So all of a sudden you start and saying, well, they blitz a lot, but what are they doing in terms of the actual percentage and how much they deliver? Let me give you another one here. The Broncos, as we know, lead the NFL. They led the NFL coming into Sunday night with 49 sacks. Now they have 51 sacks. They continue to lead the NFL. The Browns at 43. They continue to be number two, but again, a sizable deficit from the Minnesota Vikings with all of their pressure, with all of their blitz rate, with all of their blitz percentage, 31 sacks. That's 20 less than the Denver Broncos. In terms of pressure percentage, the Dallas Cowboys lead with just under 33%. The Minnesota Vikings, with all of their pressure, the Minnesota Vikings, in terms of pressure percentage, do have a higher pressure percentage than they do like a sack percentage or a quarterback knockdown, are at 28.4%. So they're not always generating pressure, hits, hurries, what have you, despite blitzing a lot. So what does this tell me? This tells me that there's going to be an opportunity if the Commanders can pick up the blitz, if the Commanders can switch, if the Commanders can communicate and pass off stunts and pass off twists and do the kind of job that they, for the most part, did against Denver, that they're going to be able to move the football in this game. And then it'll come down to whether they can execute in the red zone. And guess what? The Commanders have been pretty good in the red zone. I'll have a number for you on that in just a couple of moments. But first, I want to get out to the phones and get Jason in Laurel here on the show on line one. AMAC, if we can go to Jason and get him aboard. What's up, Jace? How are you? Jason. All right, we'll put him on hold, and we'll see if we can get him back. Let's go to Lap on line two in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on,
man? I got disconnected. Yeah, we got disconnected earlier, man, so I appreciate it. Mike getting me back on, man.
Oh, no problem.
For this team, man, I mean, you know, you have stated the obvious about, you know, with all the fans that be looking for, if Jaden plays, some people don't want to play, some want the picks, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see a competitive, competent team, man. I just want to see them play, man. I would love to see Jaden play. I know we ain't really got much to play for, but I would like to see some of them guys out there, man, compete, man. That's it, man. If we win, lose, or draw, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to ask you, because I know you always say something to the fans about the Wizards, about us tanking, mm-hmm. and, you know, this is what we wanted. Because I figured we was going to try to get a good draft pick, but since we didn't get Wimby, man, it's just like, this stuff is rigged, man. The Cooper Flack draft is rigged, bro. So,
well, that's what, that's the thing. Whether it's rigged or not, and they say they swear up and down, they have all these policies and privacies, you know, because they've been accused of rigging the draft since Patrick Ewing went to the New York Knicks back in 1984. Okay. So here's my thing. In the NFL actually rewards you for sucking, for losing. You get rewarded based on what you are. Now, there's tiebreakers, and there's other teams that suck, too. You got to compete with them. But their strength of schedule, there's you know, all these different tiebreakers. But you know, if you win three games in the NFL, you are going to get rewarded for that. You don't know if you win 12 games or 9 games or 15 games or 18 games for the in the NBA if you're going to be rewarded. You could be the number one most lottery balls and wind up with the 5th overall pick. It happened back-to-back years for the Pistons. You mentioned not getting Wemby. Yeah. That year they had like the 8th or 9th best odds, and they almost got Wemby. Yeah. They were one digit away. They didn't. The next year, they were one digit away from getting the number one pick again overall. And they got the number two pick in Alex Saar, which is fine. Which, if they can keep Alex Saar healthy, he's their best player. I have no problem with that. But I guess what I'm saying is, you don't get rewarded for sucking in the NBA like you do in the NFL. You don't get rewarded that way, same way.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they've changed it because you got to be kind of pretty much outside the play-in or just in, you know, just – good enough to be in the play-in to kind of get a better odds than having the worst record. But we need to develop our talent, man. We need a coach in here, man. I don't know what this coach is doing. I want these guys to develop. He doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing to put the correct matchups in. And to your point earlier, Riley, man, I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah.
That boy should play, man.
He is really
dynamic. I like
him. Yeah,
he is excellent. Because I wanted Derek Queen. I wish we could have got him some kind of way and moved up or something. And maybe we get a good draft, you know, coming up. But we need a coach. And I think we should try to get Sam Cassell or Mark Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Get somebody in here, man, that can develop these young players. Because we do have some talent on this team, man. But it's so bad, man, just seeing it. And all the teams sucking. It's glad that the Caps are doing well, man. So. I guess we'll see what happens, Rooster. But keep up the good work, bro. Don't be too hard on Cowboy B, man.
He's a little bit of a traitor, though. Lap, you know, he's a little bit of a traitor. We'll figure out how to deal with it with his Benedict Arnold ass coming up. We'll figure that out. Appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you what, we'll do a quick break here and then we'll get back. I think we got Jason and Laurel straightened out. We'll get to Mike and Bowie. We'll get to you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. One thing on the Wizards, listen, Brian Keefe obviously is a fill the gap if you will, stabilizing. The one thing they really do a bad job of is defending the perimeter. Whenever I see them, too many wide open shots. They're pretty good around the rim. They're not bad around the rim. But they are terrible. It's just... it's just hard to explain how bad they are on the perimeter defensively. I don't have numbers. It's just my eyes and what I hear from people that watch, possession in, possession out. But my God, they are so bad in that area. I'd be stunned if that isn't reality in terms of the statistics, but that's what I see. All right, timeout on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come on back. All right, everybody, we approach 3 o'clock on the Team 980. Coming up, the preposterous, absurd, soaring television rating numbers, plus more on Lane Kiffin and what his players at Ole Miss are saying, and a big move in college football just today that we found out about that might have some, altering their plans, and also a couple of things shifting and changing and whatnot around, which we will cover in the 3 o'clock hour. But first, we get back to the phones and talk to our guy Jason and Laurel, who we now have aboard. Jason, how are you, pal?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Your name, Eka. You sound better. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's so, I mean, weird. I don't want anybody to feel bad for me or anything like that, but it's like 1 minute I'll feel fine, and then the next minute I'm hacking and barking and got all that gunk and, you know, whatever that I'm trying to spare people the visual, the visual presentation of, and it's just like I literally never know from 5 minutes to the next 5 minutes whether it's clearing, whether it's not clearing, and every time I think it's clearing, it just roars back.
Cayenne pepper, turmeric, and apple cider vinegar. That'll cure you.
Okay. there you go.
So if I can, there's three things I want to touch on real quick, mm-hmm. but hopefully I can maybe give you a change of perspective and maybe give you some flowers at the same time.
Yep.
Don't be too hard on Cowboy Bob, because, Chris, I have been a faithful listener and participant and a caller of your show for a little over 3 years. And in the time that I've been consuming your show, I've seen a couple people. You know, I've seen like Max come and do an awesome job, then go on to Kevin. I've seen Linnell do, a 2-day spot with you, and now he's doing his own thing. You know, I think what you do with AMAC and what you do with Cowboy Bob, I think that's amazing. You don't realize this, man, but you're Mike Shanahan, and you got the 2012 coaching staff.
Whoa!
You're building your radio tree.
I didn't think about it that way. I love that. Because you know how special that coaching staff is to me.
Max does a great job on Sheehan Show. Max and the music. I'm telling you, since Max has been on Sheehan Show, the music's gotten a lot better.
So
I'm telling you, man, that you get that.
What you're saying is my legacy is not necessarily what they do for me or while they're with me. It's how they grow and how they spread their wings. Like Cowboy B might be like the next Sean McVay, and Mad Max might be the next Mike McDaniel or something like that.
That actually would be a great topic, because I want to know who people think Linnell is. But seriously, I've told you this.
I think that would get a lot of fiery responses, Jason.
You know, it would. I've told you this privately, but I want to say it publicly. One of the reasons I really tuned into your show is I love the dynamic with you and Linnell. And I really, through the years of the radio, saw you as a mentor to him. And that's what I do a lot in my job. So that's one of the things that really gravitated me to your show. And I think you should be commended on it.
I appreciate it.
So, don't get too bad about that. I love the Hard Knocks thing,
mm-hmm.
Especially the send-off of the quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was really touching.
I just wish they would have done the whole thing, because they showed the trailer and there was a lot more on the trailer than there was in the actual episode. So maybe they had to cut an extra minute or whatever, because they were trying to cram so much into four teams. But I wish they would have shown more of that on the actual show.
I know everybody gets in the wins and losses, and I do as well. But really, I mean, I'm 51, Chris. I think for the first time in a long time, we have good people here. Mm-hmm. And that means something to me. And I think, like, that little clip in there shows you, like, what these guys mean to each other, including the coaches, and the coaches talking about brotherhood and stuff. And sometimes we roll our eyes about that brotherhood comment, but I think in that locker room, it is real. I think it's
I think it's real, and I think it also is beneficial towards sustainability, right? It doesn't guarantee wins and losses, to your point, right? Like, a lot of people just care about wins and losses. But when you have good people doing, or, you know, when one of their sayings is what? Hard people doing hard, you know, beep. When you have good people doing good beep, I think it allows you to sustain adversity a lot more. And when you lose as many games in a row as they've lost, it's really hard to kind of put in the effort that they put in the last two games and the last 2 weeks in different circumstances. And it's really hard to come to work and be positive and to do everything that you need to do to bust your ass in this league to try and win these games. And while winning and losing is all that ultimately matters, I think when you don't have that brotherhood, when you don't have that culture, when you don't have that foundation, if you will, and that belief, it becomes almost impossible. It's already hard. It becomes almost impossible. Jason, I got to let you run. I appreciate it. I'm up against the top of the hour, but I appreciate the kind words as always. Thank you, sir. Always kind to hear that. How about that? I am the Mike Shanahan of radio in Washington, D.C. I hope you guys like me a little bit more than you ultimately liked Uncle Mike. But, you know, Mike Shanahan's greatness, as I tried to tell you, was rooted in ways that the common man could not tell. And you see how it's evolved. So maybe my greatness is going to evolve in different ways with Cowboy Bob and Cowboy and AMAC and everyone else and in between on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. How about Cowboy Bob?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.